that nature. I mean, get your jack, I can't knock that. It's a culture, you can't forget about that. Too many vultures in it, too many. I think Nas said hip-hop is dead, cause he couldn't see the culture in it. Too many funny clothes, too many auto-tunes, too many gangsters when they made the auto gold. Listen, boy, you should play your role. Like rap, don't need a brand new De La Soul. Pay homage to any MC who paved our road. Or the big Mercedes-Benz, boy, won't get drove. I say that cause I be where the monsters at. I'm like, goddamn, they even screwed up conscious rap. I think rap need a new PE to fight the pound when beef right. Try to bring the light like GE. I think he that dumb and we blind. And for the tip on the time, we'll give a damn about a swag and I grind. Don't you rhyme about a thought that you had on your mind? You an MC, let me see how you really designed, you know?
The trim is gone, the shit is pathetic. Please forget it. The style is played out. The trim is gone. Prepare for the strap killer. Right.
Peace and blessings. Hope y'all enjoyed that Styles P as Peter Ghost, a.k.a. Panero the Ghost. This is DBJ, and I just want to say, I hope everyone's doing well out there, and hopefully y'all will enjoy today's episode. We rolled another one out. This is today, freshly made. So, with that said, y'all enjoy the rest of your day. Stay safe out here this weekend. And until the next one, peace. Definitely will be opening both of the back windows, Charles.
Ooh, I was jamming.
Oh, shit.
You know it feels like white people's watching me.
White people always watching me.
Maybe that song plays when Marley's and oh, really? Charlie are watching it.
Edit.
Right?
Yeah. The IRS. That's how that. Ed.
Interesting.
You know what? That could be somebody. That could be the PO theme song.
Right.
For us guys and women out on parole and probation and shit.
Somebody's watching me.
Maybe like as her, the ringtone as her.
When the PO calls?
Yeah.
Oh my God and shit.
It'll somebody's watching.
For real. We're about to run some errands, y'all. This is DBJ. And my better half, Michelle, chilling here with me. She my better half. And then we got Charlie in the back. We had to open both the windows up in the back because his breath is knocking. We love Charlie, but he's missing like four teeth.
At least.
We're trying to be, you know. But yeah, so we're out here running some errands and stuff. We got to go to the store, get some quarters to wash clothes and stuff. Because the one in the building and shit is out. But that's a good thing. That means people are washing their clothes.
Yeah.
So we got to run and get quarters because I got a load of clothes I'm going to wash. So, Damn. So we're over here on Commerce and this little street, if you live or know on Commerce Street, if you're around here, man, it's like NASCAR. So narrow.
Imagine how it was before the bump outs.
Oh my God. Yeah, that was even crazier.
And then
you got cars having to park here on the side of the street. We're on Commerce and Pleasant. And like, you know what I'm saying? It's like they got cars parked on the side. And then they got the little bump outs. You got people trying to come out of their apartment, you know, structures or buildings and shit. And then you got people in trucks. And you're in a little ass, you know, car or whatever. So then you feel bullied. When the truck, like let me get on over to the side.
If it's anything wider than a sedan,
you pull over and just bow down. Yeah,
I just go to the side and wait.
Me too. Yeah. What they out here selling? Oh, he's hopping in the car. That's how mom and them used to pick me up though too.
At the red light.
We would just get in. You know what I mean? So she wouldn't have to like
find a place to park.
Right, and do all that, and then we would just hop in at the red light. If I can get into the car, just hop in, and so we can just keep going when the light turns green, whether you need to go straight or turn right.
And some people don't know how, don't know the rules of the road too. I'm sick of being behind people. We'll be at a red light and they won't turn right. You can turn right if there ain't no sign. If there's no sign, you're fine. When you're at a red light and you're in the right lane and you want to turn right, you know what I'm saying, and the light is red, you can turn. Unless there's a sign saying no turn on red, no turn on red when pedestrians around. Or if it don't say shit, that means you can turn on right.
Yeah.
Because I've been noticing a lot of people doing that, like not turning. Because I'll be behind them and they won't turn. I'm like, do they not know that shit? Like, why would you still wait there? Especially as how as impatient people are today.
The trick is when it's a turn, like but there's an arrow.
What you mean? No, I'm saying like.
Right, but for me, I'm just like, oh, okay. Well, but it's red, but there's no cars coming. Can I still turn?
Right, I mean, but I get like it in your mind. You think like it don't seem right to do because it's red. But I'm saying, but like if people went to, what's that, driving school, and you took the road, the written test,
oh God, so
you would know that. That's where I learned that at. Because I would, if I would have never took the road test and the written test, I would have probably just stayed at the red light too.
I almost feel like, I hate this.
I wouldn't be in no.
Feel like they
we're
should.
About to bump out on 6 and Walnut. It's dangerous.
These here are unnecessary.
Because it's dangerous because these bump outs, they made them too,
in the
too
road.
Long. They extend out into the road too much, and then you end up having to make a super wide-ass turn just to get, you know what I'm saying?
You also can't turn when someone else is turning.
Right.
Like, coming the opposite way. If someone's out in the intersection trying to turn, you can't.
Right.
You have to just wait and then miss the light.
Exactly. Let's see. I'm going to throw on. Yeah. Yeah, we're just heading out. Oh, should we stop for gas too? Maybe on the way or no? Do it later.
Yeah. A little bit left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's nice as hell outside. Wherever people are checking in, listening from.
Yeah, like
it's about 70.
You finally feel like spring is now here, right?
Yeah. And you know what, too? The sun, like, it does really improve your mood.
Yeah.
You could be in a shitty-ass mood and just getting outside for a few minutes.
Makes you feel good, yeah.
Even, I mean, and it might be super temporary, but just for that couple minutes, it does do something to you for a minute.
It's the vitamin D.
Mm-hmm, yep. That is a source of vitamin D, ain't it?
Natural source.
Natural sunlight, yeah.
You know what I don't like is...
I don't like when white people act like they always need to run everything. I'm sorry, what?
I don't like when, you know, like there's no spring.
Mm-hmm.
Like it goes from mm-hmm. like winter to summer, and then all of a sudden May is like super hot.
Right.
Like we ease into it, like each week it gets warmer. So you can like prepare, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like it when it's just like all of a sudden hot.
Hey, baby, what you think the Bucks are going to do? This playoff? You think they're about to play Indiana? You think they're going to do anything? You know somebody said... Oh, you know somebody...
It did not look like they were going to stop, did they?
I hope Giannis... No, it didn't look like they were going to stop. I hope Giannis don't pop his Achilles.
You know what's funny is remember that playoff, not last year, but the year before, or maybe the year before that, where he didn't play?
He did miss some games.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be calling Giannis old in a couple years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to be calling him old in about 2 years. Because he's been playing ball for a couple minutes now.
Yeah.
And the way he plays, too. Because all his injuries, a lot of his injuries have been to his left leg. All of them. Ankle, Achilles, knee, calf. All that shit's been to the same leg. He's going to end up blowing that knee out one day. Oh, they canceled Gail and Charles.
Oh.
Charles, I like Charles Barkley, but dude, sometimes he be acting kind of Republican-y.
I don't think he was really, like, cut out for that talk show.
Because he ain't all, like, he don't have all that political talk and all that. That's what it really is. You know like what it really knowledge. Is? Them white producers think he sounds dumb and shit. That's what they think about him. I'm telling you. They wanted him on there for the ratings and shit. Right. But they think dude's just a dumbass black ball player. That's all.
But when you
watch, that's funny. That's how they think. That's how the white people think. I'm telling you.
But when you watch it, it was like Gail was almost like leading him to say. Yeah, leading him on what to say. Like, don't you think? And then.
Yeah. But he gives you the raw, like, how normal people do. Kind of yes. like how we do on our podcast. Just yeah. super authentic and ain't all, like, you know, our shit's official. Just, like, out the basement and yeah. shit. And I think people like that. They don't want all the, you know, it's like in them AODA classes and stuff, like them drug classes. Like, people don't like all the treatment words and stuff. You know what I mean? You can...
Right.
You can talk about that stuff without, you know, you can leave all the little, the big words out and shit. The $1 million words. You know? I remember when the Ramada was up. Remember when the Ramada Hotel was still here on Michigan?
Yeah.
And they wanted to... Damn. People were trying to... they wanted to use it for the homeless. People were trying to advocate, because it was closed, and they wanted to let the homeless stand there. And I think Marquette owned it, and they were like, no, no, no. And that shit sat there for like another 3 years.
Right.
That's just because they didn't want no black people. I bet you if they knew the demographic, or they knew who the color of was that was going to be staying up in there, and they knew it was all white homeless people that were going to stay in that Ramada, they would have let them do it. They would have let them do it. That's what I think. Some people don't like black skin. That's fucked up.
Well, their whole campus.
Some people.
Is
that's
in a predominantly black neighborhood, though.
Ain't it? That's what's so crazy.
So,
but the money it costs, an arm it costs. I mean, who can afford that shit? But a lot of times you can get. To me, you don't have to go to one of them super ass colleges to get a good ass education. You can go to a smaller school and learn damn near as much, or just, you know what I'm saying? They're going to Pato. This person's going to Pato. They done lost their money. They done went home, got more money, and flew back down here. Now everyone else behind them is in their way. In front of them is in their way. No, but what I was saying, do you feel like sometimes that white people miss their opportunity to get involved with black issues? You know, like to help out, like with the certain things when our people yeah. are missing, or when there's a tragedy and stuff. Why do you think that is, for real? Like, why do they? I mean, we know the ones that just don't give a fuck. Obviously, we ain't talking about them because they're just not.
I think for some people it comes naturally and some people it doesn't.
But I think there's a group of white people that want to get involved, but they're either scared to approach for whatever reason that is. You know what I mean? Whether they think black people don't want them around, or that they're uncomfortable with approaching or asking how to help or get involved.
And sometimes
they think that we think it's not genuine.
I think that's
stereotype.
That sometimes people are afraid to offer help because they don't want somebody to get offended.
You're talking about the part of maybe like some people feeling like it's a handout, kind of like.
Yeah.
But that goes into like what's in your heart though, and people, because like it's black people, and we can tell when like somebody's doing something. You know what I'm saying? On some real shit.
Yeah.
Or some, like, kind of like, this is a different example, but it kind of the same thing. Like Herschel Walker, right? Remember when he was running?
Yeah.
Like, most black people knew he was on garbage.
Right.
They knew he was Uncle Tom. We seen right through him, and he was up there, you know what I'm saying, trying to act like he was down for black people and all that. So we see that, and we know that. So we came out and voted against that bullshit. That's why he lost. That's what I mean. We notice authenticity, or whatever the word, and we know when somebody's on BS. That, and so it doesn't matter what color the person is. We can tell a genuine white person that's just, it's in their heart, like, you know what I mean? Versus the ones that try too hard, they end up saying, because you got the ones that'll be trying to help, and they'll be doing good, and then they just try too hard, they end up saying something dumb, or they end up saying something insensitive or wrong, you know what I'm saying? And then it's too late to put the toothpaste back in the tube. The hamburger subs were good. I made it. I made some hamburger subs. See, look at all that. You know what I noticed too, this shit? Yeah, a lot of cops live on the south side though. I feel it. Like all them bars, there's a lot of cop bars over here too. I forgot that baseball season had even started. The only reason I really knew that baseball season was starting, I mean, obviously, because, you know, they talk about it on the news and shit. But I knew because I was worried about the drunk driving and the tailgating. Right. That's when my ears perked up.
Hey, I'm not crazy because I'm going like 35.
Right. It's just, it's crazy.
Everybody's passing. Okay. It's too slow.
There's plenty of reckless driving. These are all white people flying past us too. Sorry. It is. Look, he just wants to get me. Hold on, man. It's a car right there, dude. You're just going to have to wait, man.
Right.
He's just going to have to fucking wait. I don't give a fuck how impatient he is.
Like, there's a game too, so.
Well.
Because they have these things out.
These are all, and I ain't trying to make nothing racial. We're just trying to get do our little errands, and this all these crazy ass white people, and these Ford trucks and these pickups and shit and all this shit, all impatient. We're like by the stadium, and they're just all in their damn trucks and shit. Probably 5 or 6 beers in. Probably just got up. They got up, didn't wash up, start drinking beers and shit. Now they're gonna come here, stand in line, buy a bunch of hot dogs and peanuts, and go there and sit there. And they're gonna drag their kids here too. You know what I wanna do? I wanna see if we can look up like the sheriff's records and stuff to see how many people are, you know, pulling over for drunk driving and shit, leaving the Brewers games and stuff. Look at all these damn cars over here. Cause you know the players and shit probably leave here drunk too, sometime. Cause they'll be having all them beers and shit in the clubhouse, and in the locker rooms and all that stuff. They'll be having food and stuff all out for them. That's why how Giovanni Gallardo and shit got his drunk driver. Remember I played the clip on the podcast when he was apologizing and shit for driving home drunk. He got pulled over by the police. Yeah. Look at this crazy ass white person. Look at all these car parts out here. And they're always worried about Ray Ray reckless driving. Right? Mm-hmm. And seeing that's the thing too. Even in the hood, the reckless driving, it's usually like maybe one. You'll see maybe one car just doing on some real, just super fast shit. Maybe two on your way home or whatever. It's been a ton of reckless driving going on past us. She's reckless walking. Look at her.
Reckless walking.
Reckless walking. We gotta open the back window some more. Charlie's breath is reckless. Roman Reckless. You know it's a good ass podcast for y'all to listen to? I mean, not listen to. It's on YouTube. It's called Roman Reckless. It is a what do you call it when it's something that you like, that if you're not white, but it's something that's white that you kind of like?
I don't know.
Ugh, Charlie's breath. Oh, my God, man. We need to put a thing, a screen up or something. We have to take him to the dentist again. Ugh, man. Put my arm up. His breath's like coming. Right. That shit's coming from his gut. That shit's coming from his stomach.
That is.
Because you can smell this shit when his mouth ain't even open.
Yes.
Just when he's just normally breathing, when he's sitting there attacking you.
Or when he's like licking his paws.
And then I don't know. We got a pug, y'all.
That's a different smell.
We got a pug. Charlie, Charlie is the shit. I love you so much, Charlie.
But like all pugs smell.
But I just gave him a bath.
No, I mean like. Oh, their just
yeah,
because
they're all yeah, but like he sits there and literally licks the air. And then he'll be licking his feet, his paws.
Hours.
McDonald's.
So gross. Like, why do you sit in the middle, Charlie?
Right.
Sit on one side. I know there's stuff you can put in their water. It's like, it's almost like Listerine.
Listerine patch? We need this shit. Can we get him a new tongue? He's a new tongue.
I have given him Listerine strips before. And then someone told me, like, you're really not supposed to do that.
Yeah, I don't think the Listerine strips are good. He looks like he wants to eat my phone.
I mean, he ate an entire bathroom garbage, so.
Oh, you said he ate the little thing, right?
Feminine pad.
I wasn't gonna reveal that before. That's how we do on ours. We don't care. Our dog ate a period pad. I wasn't around when them days happened. That was like when he was, how old was he?
He was like a puppy.
He ate that's not gross. Somebody's drinking like some fruit punch or something right now. As we were saying.
He ate my glasses once when he was a puppy. He
really?
Ate my phone when I had a flip phone.
He ate your phone?
Yeah. Because I didn't have, like, smartphones when I got Charlie.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh, baby, I can't wait to get at that gelato.
Yeah.
The ice cream. I think it's like caramel.
Vanilla.
Caramel vanilla gelato. And I ain't hating on Aldi, but I'm not. I can't eat meat from Aldi's. It's just a junk food place.
It is not a junk food place.
All they got when you first I don't care what Aldi it is you go to. When you first walk in Aldi and they open the doors and music's playing and shit, you see
the
cookies.
Department.
You see cook. Yeah, you're right. You do see
they've
the produce.
Changed,
they got
changed
good.
It now.
Their produce. Their produce section is nice.
So they don't have as much junk as they used to.
They got a ton of junk, baby. But on that first and second row, it's all cookies
and
chips.
Yeah.
And we always get them. I'm not saying I don't end up indulging. I'm just saying, though, like, and then, like, if you got a pet, you're going to end up having to go to a second store because all their cat and dog food is bullshit. What's dude? He's over there selling flowers. That's a Mexican dude. I can't see that far, but that's a Mexican dude probably selling flowers. Am I stereotyping?
Charlie
answered your question. Charlie, yeah. And you know what, though, too? I don't understand. Somebody answer me this. I don't understand how Sir Mac's parking lot is so full. Didn't they have... They had mice and feces and all that shit all up in there and shit.
At a different location.
I wouldn't care which one it is. I'll never go to Sir Mac again. And I'm half Mexican. I'ma support Latin, but I ain't going to Sir Mac. Fuck that. Cause that means that some of these other places that are either right next door or lined up along, they gotta have mice and rats too.
Yes.
How do the mice avoid one building and don't go into the other one? Just naturally.
Right.
I don't care how good you got your shit stored up. But them mice were running all around, all on top of the stuff, just stopping and pausing and just...
Oh, my goodness.
Man, this shit is crazy out here on the south side. Are we almost at the bank?
Yeah.
Okay. This shit, what street is this? It don't matter what time of the day you come on. What street is this, baby?
Miller Parkway.
It don't matter what time of the street. I wish we had another window to open for Charlie.
I mean, I have the back ones open so he can't fall out.
Okay.
Mine's open all the way.
It don't matter what time of the day it is you're over here.
It's busy.
It is busy. That's because there's so much businesses over here, though.
Yeah, and it's a way to get from one side of town to the other.
Hell yeah.
Without taking the freeway.
Right. Charlie, we'll feed you when we get back. But that's what I don't understand, like, how, like, the couple times that he shit in the house, but he won't piss. Like, I don't understand that. Like, I'm glad that he doesn't piss in the house.
Because he got so much trouble for peeing in the house when he did.
But then, like, if you're gonna poop, then, like, that's great. I mean, that's mad discipline.
Because he can hold the pee, his bladder.
That's crazy. I can't hold my bladder.
Well, as dogs get older, their rectal muscles get looser.
Yeah. But I like the that we're making this food and stuff now.
Yeah.
What all, that last batch you made, what all did you?
It's ground turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Barley.
Oh, you put barley in there?
Yeah.
Nice.
And avocados.
Okay, and how much does it make for like a week?
Yeah.
This shit lasts about a week.
Yep.
Yeah, so we've been making our dog, like, we've been just making this food ourselves, you know, preparing it with our own little ingredients and stuff like that. Because we have been learning and stuff, doing a little research that, like, what they call kibble now, what we used to call hard food for dog, like, that shit ain't no good for them. It really ain't. Yep, so you hear that? That was a white guy flying by here. Reckless driving.
How could you even tell he's driving?
And that's reckless driving.
He's driving so fast.
You know what I'm saying? His muffler was reckless. But no, but this Roman Reckless, what's that on YouTube, baby?
Yes.
Roman Reckless. Y'all check that out. No, I was going to say, that's my one white guilty pleasure. No, I like Young and the Restless too, though.
Yeah.
Young and the Restless is good as hell. I like, that's my white guilty pleasure, Young and the Restless.
Does white guilty pleasure include Forensic Files?
Yeah, because it's a white show.
Dateline.
But you know what, though? But it's mostly white criminals on there, so I'm cool with that.
Okay.
That's because most of the white serial killers. So I'm cool with that. No, but the Roman Reckless, not podcast. What is it called?
Vlog.
The Roman Reckless vlog. So what does she do, baby?
She travels in her truck.
Full time?
Yeah, full time with her two dogs. And just records it.
So she just lives in her fucking... She travels. She's on a
50-state road trip tour.
Yeah, 50-state road trip. And she lives with her dog and her... what is it called? A Defender?
Yeah, the Defender. It's like a Land Rover model.
Right, so she lives in that. She just travels the country and shit. Just lives in her van and shit. You know what I'm saying? This white lady. And, she vlogs and records and stuff like that. And she just got a new dog. I guess her dog's got cancer and all this shit. So she got a second dog and stuff like that. So people like, whatever, man. But no, Roman Reckless is pretty good. Just thinking like that someone would live like that, like intentionally, you know what I mean? When you like clearly not in a position where you need to be living like that. You know what I'm saying? And then to have an animal with you. And then to get on like the vlog and then just basically ask people for money without asking people for money. And then living off that. Cause she spends a lot of money. Oh, here's another one too. What's the Peter Santa? What
Santanello.
Peter Santanello. Peter Santanello. He like travels the country. He's on YouTube too. He's a YouTuber. He travels the country and goes into like cities and stuff like that, and like really gets in there and talks to like community leaders and people that really know the area, and they talk about, like, he did one in like Gary, Indiana. He did one in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He went and met up with some white dude though, and the white dude was kind of touring the city with him and giving him his thoughts and opinions on Milwaukee. I wish he would have gotten in touch with like Sherwin or Michelle Bryan or somebody. And dang, we got fucking Mexican male people. Oh, we're on the south side, so I am not bullshitting you, babe, and this ain't for jokes or none of that shit. I've never seen a Mexican mailman in my life. I swear to you, that's the first Mexican. I have seen a few Latina male ladies. Mm-hmm. I have never seen a Mexican mailman. For real. It's always been black mailmen, black male ladies, or white lady, or white men.
Yeah, I guess I've never really noticed.
Probably because you ain't ever really seen one. Just think from your growing up, just from even the city to the, just think about your male people. Can you just real quick in your head think you ain't ever had a Mexican male person? Probably take you just a second to think of that. Yeah. I know I never have. That's why I was like, damn.
I mean, and actually, I never really even knew who the mail carriers were because I was never home.
And never home, right, yeah, like in school, but like as an adult.
I mean, well, that sometimes. Too. Like it just, because I was.
But if you get mail at fucking in the evening or something like that, you get mail. Some people get mail at like 3, 4 in the afternoon, depending on what shift you work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you don't go to work till 2:30 in the afternoon, like if you're a restaurant worker or some shit. But yeah, but then there's some people that'll be getting their mail at like 9 in the morning and shit. That's crazy.
Yeah, my mom's comes from
I would like that though.
But it's the same person. It's the same person.
Charlie.
And she doesn't hit our house till later.
Yeah.
Because she has to do the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're like the end.
I wonder.
And sometimes we don't even get the mail because they can't work overtime.
Yeah.
So if she doesn't finish.
Oh, mail carriers can't work overtime?
Some can't. You know.
That's news.
Depends. You know, so like if they don't finish their route.
Yeah.
For that day, you just don't get it.
Oh, shit. Dude's got the ice cream out here. Yeah, go around because we ain't speeding up.
Like just to get one car ahead.
Just to get one car ahead. I don't give a shit how mad people get if they're behind us. We're gonna always be doing the speed limit or like 5 over.
Right.
But I ain't about to. If it's 30, I'm not doing 45 because you want to do 55.
I mean, it don't work like that. Late,
you're gonna have to leave earlier.
Don't speed.
Yeah, you're going to have to plan better or something, but you ain't about to just bully me off the road because I could see if I was going under the speed limit or some shit like that, but I'm always going, if it's 30, I'm always doing probably like 35.
At the same light together.
At the same light together. He did all that bullshit just to get around us, and you're literally 3 feet in front of us. Oh, it's a lady.
I can see her in her rearview mirror. Like,
and then she got her head in her phone, too. Yeah.
Just to get to the car wash?
Just to get to the, let's see. Oh, they're going to be mad at them because they wanted to get to the car wash. They ain't even going to the car wash.
I guess that is a lane. But.
Yeah, that is a lane. Did that person cut from the middle into the?
No, they properly signaled and turned. And she just.
Bullied. Yeah. You know what else I'm noticing too? Tell me if this is too much of a stretch. You ready?
Yeah.
I actually think you're gonna agree with this.
You never know.
Oof! I don't know if I can talk, Charlie's presence. Oof. Yeah. You know, when people get, like that person that was just reckless driving right there, all impatient. I think you can tell a lot about a person the way they drive, You know what I'm saying? Yes. You can tell a lot. You're probably like, that person's probably impatient, always feels like they need to be first.
Or like aggressive.
You know what I'm saying? Right, all of that shit. I think you'd be pretty accurate. You know? Like, people carry their attitude and problems from their house out into the car, out onto the road.
Like, if somebody just, like, doesn't slow down when there's a speed bump or tries to go around it, they really don't give a shit about their car.
Right. Which might ain't even be theirs.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get at that gelato. Yeah. I wish we had some ice cream cones. Mm. We should have bought some ice cream cones. They weren't, I didn't feel like I was being harassed or nothing like that when I was in Fresh Time this morning.
I never feel that way.
Oh, I felt like that before, but I'm saying, like, today I didn't. Because it was a white lady in there, but she was pretty cool. When I came in, she said hi. She only asked me once. She only asked me once if I needed help finding things.
I feel that they're very friendly there, and they will ask you.
But they're watching black people, though. They are watching black people, though, in there. Because they do it at the cash, at the self-checkouts.
At Fresh Time?
You, everywhere. I think you would agree with that.
Well, they have to watch everybody, but I agree. They probably watch black people more.
But I'm like, in the situations where it's like, if it's a black, I'm sorry, I like the cigarette. If it's a black person and a white person, say the store's empty, white customer, black customer, self-checkout, and then there's a white, you know, employee, and they're kind of, you know, overseeing the shit, they're going to be watching the black customer more than they're watching that white customer. And they're only going to get that white person energy if that white person's like, can you come over and help me? My card seems to not be working, or some shit like that. But other than that, they're going to be sitting there. Like the other day when I was in Metro Market, right? I was in there. Let me tell you. I was in there right at the self-checkout. So I had my cart, you know what I mean? So I start, you know, checking myself out. Deep, deep.
Yeah.
So then dude comes over with a cart. You know what I'm saying? He comes over with a second cart. And he was like, here. He was like, here's this cart, you know, so you can... I'm like, dude, I don't need the cart. I got it. You know what I'm saying? I got my own system. Like, I know how to grocery shop. Dude, I ain't about to steal nothing. I told him that. I said, I ain't about to steal nothing.
Right.
And he was like, oh, no, I'm not saying that. I was like, but, dude, like, I'm fine. I didn't, like, I could see if I'd have been like, hey, can you grab me an extra cart? Because I need to, you know what I'm saying? Or if I need your help, but you don't need, it's almost like an underhand, a sneaky way of him thinking that I was going to steal. So he's going to bring this cart over there so he could see me, you know, checking the stuff. So maybe I wasn't sneaking nothing and not scanning it or sneaking it under the cart or whatever, trying to like throw him off.
Yeah.
So it was his way of like bringing the cart over to intercept any bullshit, if any thievery that I might be trying to do. It was his way of stopping that. And he tried to make it seem like he was just trying to bring over the cart to help me. That's what I told man. I ain't about to steal none of this shit. He didn't bring the cart over for them white customers and say, here's another cart. He didn't say that. He was worried about what I was doing. And if I was working at them self-checkouts, like if I was, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, but I think they get
But how can somebody sit there and say, oh, well, you knew they were stealing, so you're fired? What you mean I knew they were stealing? So you got me on camera noticing that they were stealing? How does that work? So I'm supposed to just sit here and find somebody stealing? Nah, man. Because people feel uncomfortable when at them self-checkouts, I'm telling you, especially black people.
I mean, sometimes it depends on the one that I go to. I will say, like, Fresh Time, the way the self-checkout is positioned, unless somebody's, like, standing right at that end, there isn't somebody staring at you. Other times, other metro markets, sometimes they are hovering a bit. But then I think, well, have they had like a rash of stealing, and maybe the manager is like, you know, we need you guys to hover more. There's other metro markets where there's nobody around, and like it says, you know, that wait for help or whatever.
Yeah.
And that like there's nobody around. So I see your point. I agree that sometimes that happens. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have to say that maybe it's someone. Charlie.
So they got, so we're heading back to the apartment.
So there must be a game tonight.
Yeah, there must be a game. See, and that's what I'm saying. The game probably don't start till like...
Probably 7.
7 o'clock. It's 4 o'clock and shit. And
so like the tailgating, I think, opens like 2 hours before the game.
Yep. Oh, shit. See two white girls rolling through here, you can just tell they're on a weed run, because ain't no way they're gonna shoot through all the way through the east side of downtown, come up through Walnut, you know what I'm saying? And they looked nervous. It looked like the one white girl in the passenger seat, she was the one that has the source, and the one with her, she was her friend that's newly smoking weed. And she ain't got no plug, and they're friends, and she's driving. The driver's buying it, and the passenger is the friend.
You can't even say it with a straight face.
No, but I'm saying that'd be the scenario.
But maybe they work at Sojourner Truth House, and they're going up that way to get there.
You think them white girls work at Sojourner Truth? You know what, though? There's a lot of, I gotta say, though, for real, on not some non-bullshit, there's a lot of young white, like college kids that'll be immersing themselves,
yes,
in the hood and doing stuff. I mean, like they don't be scared to go around. Yeah. They'll be getting involved and shit. And I like that. They move around freely and ain't scared. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Versus the white people that they're scared to go to the gas. Stop at that gas station. Keep going, Bob. We'll go. See, that's what I'm saying. White people can avoid black people if they want to. Unless they're poor and shit, and you're living around black people,
yeah.
But even if you're doing decently, and you're white, you can avoid and just tiptoe around black people. You could. Shit. Nah, this shit is. I wish they had a soul food truck around here though. That would be nice. Oh, you know what they're supposed to be doing with across from us over there? Mm. They're gonna do a food truck, like park.
Oh.
Yep.
The vacant lot.
Yeah. Across from us. Yep. I read that. Okay. I read it and I actually saw it on the news. Yep. It's gonna be a food truck park. Over there.
And you know what we can do? We can actually take that walkway that's underneath the Holton Street.
Yep. When we're down here at the apartment.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because you know how that's closer than walking down this way.
Exactly.
To Pleasant.
Yeah. So we were telling y'all, we got a home and apartment. So like during the summer, we're gonna be hanging down here a lot. We're gonna be getting our walk on. Shit. The river walk and stuff like that. We got a little fresh time around here.
Just had to get out there, didn't you?
Grandpa had to. Let me in. Sorry.
Just had to squeeze your minivan into there.
You know what I'm going to feel like watching tonight? No, but those are my couple guilty white pleasures. Young and the Restless. I like Roman Reckless. Y'all check that out on YouTube. That's pretty good. Peter Santinello. It's pretty good on YouTube. Those are a couple my white guilty pleasures. But other than that, I don't watch no white shows. And you know what I like? You know what I do like about house hunters now, mm-hmm. they're not all white. Because like Oprah on the OWN network, mm-hmm. she, you know, when we're watching the house hunters, it's all black people buying the houses.
Yeah.
You can watch, you know, black episodes of house hunters. I like that. But other than that, those are only a couple things. I don't listen to really know. It's a couple Taylor Swift songs I'll mess with. Avril Lavigne is straight. I like Dave Matthews Band. I like a lot of white music, actually, but I don't listen to the stuff all the time. I listen to Styles P. Don't listen to Styles P every day.
Yeah.
Like every day.
A lot, yeah.
I listen to Styles P every day. Havoc, Mobb Deep. I got the Infamous tattooed. I was listening to Mobb Deep when I was a kid. Cool G Rap. That was my favorite back Ooh. In the day. Chinx Drugs. Rest in peace, Chinx Drugs.
Oops.
Huh?
I almost ran right into him. Did it wrong. Like, if you're not...
Thanks for listening to today's episode. We really appreciate it. We appreciate anyone and everyone that's listening. We truly do. And just want to say, enjoy the rest of your evening. Enjoy the rest of your week. Please stay safe out here. Do something good for somebody. Tell somebody you love them. And with that, to the next one, peace. And always, enjoy the music on the way out. We'll holler at y'all soon. It's playoff season. Let's go, Bucks. It's that time. Peace, y'all.